under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into hour number two on this Thursday, July 11th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, want to remind you, debate is on tonight. You need to text me debate. I'll send you the flyer. Ellison Place in Gaylord, 150 Dale Drive. Going to be a great event. Questions will be asked of those seeking our votes. First Congressional District will start at 5 o'clock, 107th at 6 o'clock. The 106th will be 7 o'clock, and the 105th House race will be at 8 o'clock. If you want to come and hear all of it, great. If you only want to come for one specific race, that's fine. People will be coming and going. Hopefully, they will stay for the whole thing. That would be great. But if you don't live in the 105th, you may leave 8 o'clock. We will be done by 9, and this is free, open to the public. So if you're listening to the repeat of the show today on the website or TuneIn app, or you're listening on a podcast on demand, text me debate. I'll send you the flyer. Breaking news yesterday, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed the worst election overhaul package of bills into law. These laws will stop local officials from being able to conduct recounts to investigate fraud when fraud occurs. Now, it will default to district attorneys and our attorney general. Cheating in Michigan elections is now basically legal because no one will get caught. You see, recounts, any type of recount when you allege fraud, kicks it into these bills. So very simply, if you want a recount, don't allege fraud. If you don't allege fraud, then it can be done by the local board of canvassers, local election officials running the election in your jurisdiction. What I think should happen is Republicans should immediately sue the governor, prevent this law from going into immediate effect for this upcoming election. Why? Because our Constitution was amended, folks. It was amended by the ballot proposals, guaranteeing the right of anybody in the state of Michigan to request either a recount or an audit to question the results of an election. It says specifically this in our Constitution now. The right to have the results of a statewide election audited in such a manner as prescribed by law to ensure the accuracy and integrity of the elections, end quote. Goes on to say, all rights set forth in this subsection shall be self-executing. The subsection shall be liberally construed in favor of voters' rights in order to effectuate its purposes. Nothing contained in the subsection shall prevent the legislature from expanding voters' rights beyond what is provided herein. We'll talk about it. Former State Representative Tristan Cole will get his perspective on things. Talk a little bit insurance. We'll be right back.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two on this Thursday. Joining us on the line right now, former State Representative Tristan Cole, my state representative at the time, and also my Farm Bureau insurance agent. Good morning, Tristan.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Well, I just talked about a story. Gretchen Whitmer signed into law the new election laws regarding recounts alleging fraud and giving the power to be able to investigate that strictly to the attorney general's office, district attorneys, taking away from local election officials, no longer being able to be investigated by recounting it by done by jurisdiction in the community where the election is disputed. It has to go to the attorney generals or district attorneys, even though it's in our constitution based on the ballot proposal. I don't know if you've been following the story very closely, but what's your initial guttural reaction to it?
Well, initial reaction is I'm not surprised. Anything to delay, remove farther from us, we the people, as possible, and to put it in front of people that are appointed by Democrats for as long as possible, even when Republicans regain control of the Secretary of State, Attorney General, the Governor, the House,
sure,
and the Senate.
Yeah.
It's delay, remove from as local as possible, take it up the chain into the morass of big government and bureaucrats.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, one of my biggest frustrations is how they take things that are supposed to be local, they can be solved locally, honestly, fairly quickly, and kick them into this gray matter, space of nothing. Yes, yeah. A space of nothingness where nobody's accountable for anything, and it's incredibly frustrating.
Yeah. Well, I think it needs to be immediately reacted to. I think a lawsuit where they're basically violating the Constitution, the way it was amended, anywhere, anytime, statewide election, any individual can call for an audit or a recount. That's in our Constitution.
Yeah, so here's the bare bones real-life scenario. What's going to happen here is nothing, because we have Democrats in charge. The only way that we're going to change this and have a shot at returning this to normalcy is to take majorities in the House, Senate, and regain the governor's spot so that we can pass legislation that fixes this to do exactly what you just said. And it's going to be hard. It's a long, long process to do this. And then obviously we need to retake the Secretary of State position that runs the elections and get this activist out of the Attorney General position as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's very difficult. And we got here over a period of time and some bad elections, and it's going to take a period of time to get out of this. But I don't want people to give up on this. You know, we are in a time of transition. This is a very interesting time in history to be alive and be involved in all of these things. And it's a phenomenal time to be active.
Absolutely. Well, we have a lot of people running, putting their monies where their mouth is and getting out there and trying to get elected to do exactly what you just said. I want to tie that into you now in the private sector, being a Farm Bureau agent there in Bel Air, serving the entire state of Michigan. Mm-hmm. How is it that people that are actively engaged in local community activity, why is it that some people just stay with insurance companies that have actually very progressive, radical companies, positions, platforms, things that they push outside of their insurance business? Progressive being one of them. I use that word specifically for a reason. Mm-hmm. Why is it that people aren't willing to look at conservative insurance companies and support them, pay their insurance dollars? You got to pay somebody for your car insurance. You got to pay somebody for your life insurance, homeowners or whatever. Why, in your perspective, do you think people aren't paying attention to who they're giving their insurance dollars to?
Well, it's something that we're mandated to have. It's responsible to have these insurance policies to protect those that we love and our assets. And it's the furthest thing from people's mind. They don't want to deal with it. Most people don't understand what their policy covers and does not cover, what it should cover. And so they put it off. They, you know, they pay the bill. Maybe it's an automatic draft from their account, and they just don't want to think about it. And it is something that will affect your life at some point in time. And I would love to earn the business to be, you know, the agent that people turn to when they have questions on their policies. And when, you know, God forbid, you know, something bad happens, whether it's, you know, they hit a deer or there's something that goes wrong with their home. Or, you know, when someone passes away, and we will all pass away. And that's where, you know, the life insurance aspect comes into this. And life insurance is not your, you know, your grandfather's life insurance policy anymore, where, you know, it's small and you have to die to access the money. There are many, many tools available to build a value, to build a cash asset that you can use as an executive retirement, for example, later on in life. And there's an added benefit there of you know, building generational wealth. But there's a lot of tools in the toolbox when it comes to life insurance, whether it's a buy-sell agreement with you know, someone that owns a business with a partner, whether it's to, you know, build a college fund, some money's available for grandkids. There's so many tools. And Randy, the biggest thing that I'm passionate about in this is if and when there's a death payout, it is tax-free, state and federal. The government cannot grab a single cent from that money.
Now, on that point, this is something that we've had in place for a long time, but with all the changes that they've done with personal property taxes, estate taxes, inheritance taxes.
Sure.
This carve out, if you will, this protection is there, but a lot of people just, they don't even understand it.
Well, people don't want to, they don't want to think about dying. They don't want to think about, you know, that side of things, and they should, because they can build generational wealth. They can build their, you know, their business. They can build their farm. They can build their legacy off of a life insurance policy left to, you know, to pay forward to their heirs. But also, they can be used to pay estate taxes. You know, let's say you've built a phenomenal business up, and there's some taxes that are going to be due at some point in time. You can have a life insurance policy in place that covers that tax with that death benefit. You know, there's so many tools.
What you're saying, on that point, then, you can have a specific policy that would provide the resources for your estate, your family members, to be able to pay those estate taxes without necessarily having to sell the farm or the business or the house or whatever.
That's correct. Yes. And in those policies, we've got a financial expert. He lives here in Northern Michigan that I can set appointments with and go over these very complex estates. We can build very complex plans that fit individual needs to make sure that heirs pay little to no taxes because it's covered through the life insurance policy. You know, there, we can build policies where there's an asset there to pay for college. I would encourage your listeners to look up a book. It's called Be Your Own Banker. It's $20 on Amazon. To pull that book up or buy that book, read that book about building a cash asset using a life policy that you can then draw from, pay yourself the interest, and you no longer need to use a bank. And it's a phenomenal concept. You need to buy this book, Be Your Own Banker, and read it, digest it, read it again. And it is something that grandparents could help their grandkids get involved with. Parents could help their children get involved with. It's a really phenomenal concept to remove bankers and paying interest to someone else from the scenario, from even being an issue. And there's that added benefit of having, you know, that cash available and having a death benefit there should you pass away prematurely.
Interesting. And on this topic, I got a text message in right now, says, we've been using this concept for years. Our family read that book back in the early 1980s. They've been doing it for 40 years. He said, Tristan's absolutely right. The concepts are unbelievable. People definitely need to check it out.
Yeah, it's not a get rich quick. It's not a scheme. It's not a pyramid situation. It is something real that people can do. Now, it does take time. This is not something that you dump a bunch of money in today and you can pull it back out tomorrow. This is you build that cash over time and through multiple policies. And then you have access to the cash asset that you've built, and you can pass that forward. It's really phenomenal. It's Be Your Own Banker. It's $20 on Amazon. It is definitely worth the read for, conservative-minded people, or anyone for that matter, that wants to be self-sufficient and get away from utilizing, the banks and credit from that standpoint.
So basically, the parents, the grandparents could get this started, but share this information with their children, their grandchildren, so that they are aware of it now. Yes. Back in the day, and I told you this story before, but when I was in high school, I bought my own car when I was 16. I started delivering pizzas. Mm-hmm. And when I became 18, my agent at the time put me into $1 million whole life insurance policy. At that age, my health conditions, Tristan, it was like $20 a month. It was ridiculous. Yeah. Had I kept that going, I'd have hundreds of thousands of dollars available to me exactly the way you're talking about.
Yeah, that you could pull from, you could borrow from, that you could pay yourself a retirement from. So the biggest thing that people can do right now is lock in a term policy. Let's say you do a 10-year, 20-year, $250,000, $500,000 policy. When they're healthy, young, and they don't have the money to dump into these larger whole policies, and then they've bypassed the need for medical within that term. They can convert those term policies to other products without a medical exam. It just would be based on age. So one of the biggest things people could do is lock in these term policies for young people, and then they've got tools available for them as they go through their life within that the confines of the term. And term policies are relatively inexpensive.
I got a text message from Kristen Marcus. He said, I read this book that Tristan's talking about. He's absolutely spot on. Highly recommend the book.
Yeah. And the first step, get qualified for a life policy.
Yep.
Give me a call. It takes 20 minutes or so over the phone. We do the app and we get you qualified. That's the first step. And then we can build things out from there. It's the responsible thing to do for later in life. You say, well, I'm not married. I don't have kids. Well, but maybe you will at some point in time, or maybe you're going to have nieces or nephews that you want to leave a legacy for. And so if you have the means, you want to put that in place for your life, for your family.
Tristan, you still have your website, TristanCole.com,
yes,
which directs everybody to your Farm Bureau office. But what I'm getting text messages, what's the best phone number to give you a call?
Sure. Folks can text me on my phone directly. My cell phone number is 231-631-6659. The office number is 231-533-6489.
Okay.
But reach out to me. Send me a message on Facebook. If they can't do anything till 9 o'clock at night, I'll come in and I'll do an app for them. 9 o'clock at night, I'll do it on a Saturday midday. Whatever works for folks to take care of their family and get them on the road to being protected and getting something locked in. And it'd be my goal to get 50 of these done over the next couple of months. Because it makes me feel good knowing I'm helping people and protecting families and assets.
Absolutely. Again, I'm going to give out the text number, 231-631-6659. If you want me to text that to your phone in a clickable link, just text me Tristan, TRISTON, and I'll send you the link. Tristan, we appreciate the information.
Thank you very much, Randy.
Finally, on our news break of hour number two, we'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, foreign-owned manufacturers built more vehicles in the United States last year than their rivals in Detroit. A first for the market that underscores major shifts in domestic auto production. Non-U.S. automakers, including Toyota Motor Company and Mercedes-Benz Group AG, built more than 4.9 million cars in 2023, a jump of about a half million from the prior year, according to a report Tuesday from Autos Drive America and the American International Automobile Dealers Association. The Detroit 3...